So we've been talking about the church recently.
最近我们是在讲一系列关于教会的信息。
And this morning we're going to talk about power in the church.
今天早上我们要讲的是教会中的能力。
The power that comes through the Holy Spirit.
是透过圣灵赐下来的能力。
So maybe some of you are not familiar with the Bible.
也许在座有人不太熟悉圣经。
And maybe some of you are Christians and you know the Bible well.
也许有些人已经信主很多年，已经很对圣经很熟。
Maybe you still have a lot of questions about the Holy Spirit. Who is he?
那也许你对圣灵不是很了解，不知道圣灵是谁。
So we're going to be looking at the Bible and see who is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天要看圣经上怎么讲圣灵到底是谁。
And what does he do for us?
那圣灵会为我们做什么
？So keep your Bibles open because we're going to be looking at some other portions of Scripture.
所以大家圣经可以打开，因为我们还要看其他的经文。
But first of all, we're talking about Acts.
就是我们先要看《使徒行传》。
The section that we read.
就是刚刚读的这一段经文。
The Holy Spirit here is being revealed, and he's the promise is given by God that he will come upon the disciples.
在这段经文我们看到上帝应许我们他要赐下圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit, his job or his delight is to give glory to Christ.
那圣灵他的任务呢，就是要来荣耀基督。
And as you look in other places in the Bible, you see that the Holy Spirit loves to talk about Christ.
你看其他的经文会看到圣灵非常喜欢讲论耶稣的事情。
And he really just desires to point others to Christ and what Christ has done and who he is.
所以圣灵他最渴望的就是可以指引人到基督面前，让我们知道基督为我们做了什么。
So I don't know, have you ever met anyone like this?
不晓得你有没有遇过像圣灵这样的人。
Someone who doesn't really like to talk about themselves too much.
这样的人他不太喜欢谈自己。
Even though they might be great and have done wonderful things in their life, maybe they just want to talk about other people.
也许他们自己很伟大，做过很多大事哦，可是他们不太喜欢谈自己，反而喜欢谈别人。
They like to talk about their spouse and how wonderful he or she is.
比如说，也许他很喜欢讲他的配偶怎么样，讲他配偶多好。
Or you always hear them talking about their children and how wonderful they are.
可是常常在听他们讲说他们的孩子有多好。
Or maybe even their grandchildren.
甚至他们的孙儿女多好。
How beautiful they are, or how creative they are, all the things they're doing in school.
常常称赞说这些他们的孩子在学校啊表现多好啊，他们多可爱，多聪明。
And we all know this kind of person.
我们都有认识这样的人。
It's not that they're afraid to talk or speak. It's just that they really have a joy in someone else, and they want to talk about that person.
并不是他们自己不敢谈自己的事情，而是因为他们太喜欢。这个他喜欢的这个人，所以他动不动就喜欢谈论这个他喜欢的人。
And the Holy Spirit's kind of like that.
圣灵有点像这样。
The Holy Spirit's like a bright spotlight that shines upon a beautiful building.
圣灵很像一个聚光灯哦，它就会投射在一座很美的建筑物上。
It gives light to the building and allows you to see the building clearly.
它照亮那栋建筑物，让我们可以清楚地看见那栋建筑物的样子。
Christ is that person that the Spirit wants to give light to and to, so that we can see Christ clearly.
所以圣灵想要照亮的那个人就是基督，让我们可以清楚地看见基督的样子。
So the Spirit's task and his job is to give light to Christ and to speak about Christ.
所以圣灵的任务就是要来照亮基督，让人能够来认识基督。
Imagine there's a presidential campaign.
我们来想象一下，比如说总统大选。
And every presidential candidate has their own campaign manager.
那每一个总统候选人他都有自己的一个竞选总干事。
And that campaign manager, he likes to talk about the candidate big. He likes to talk about all the good things they've done.
那这个竞选总干事总是一天到晚在讲这个候选人他有多好多好。
But in this case, you probably don't even know the names of them.
可是你可能不甚至不知道这个总干事他叫什么名字。
No one really knows a lot about the campaign manager. They know about the candidate.
通常大家认识的并不是那个竞选总干事是谁，而是知道这个候选人是谁。
So all the attention, the credit goes to the candidate, to his resume or to the candidate's credentials, how good they are, what they've done.
所以每个人的注意力都是放在这个候选人身上，知道要知道他的学经历怎么样。
But the Holy Spirit, although he's pointed at Christ and he likes to give light to Christ, he's not exactly like that kind of, like the campaign manager.
所以呢，圣灵他也是一样，他要把人的让人的注意力是放在基督身上。不过圣灵他跟这个竞选总干事的角色并不一样。
We should be careful not to just ignore the Holy Spirit and who he is and what he does.
我们对于圣灵不能够视而不见，不能够对他所做的事情毫不了解。
Some people might dismiss the Spirit as not as important as the other members of the Trinity.
有些人可能觉得圣灵不是那么重要，忽略了他在三位一体神当中的重要性。
Thinking, oh, his job is not as important as Christ or the Father's.
以为圣灵的工作不如天父，不如耶稣这位圣子那么重要。
But to ignore the work of the Spirit just because he likes to point to Christ would be a terrible mistake.
可是如果我们因为圣灵他的工作只是要指引人来到基督面前，我们就漠视圣灵的工作，那这样就错了。
The Holy Spirit he's not just in the background working behind the scenes, but he's really active and he's God.
圣灵他不只是一个幕后的推手，他自己就是神，他是活跃的，不时的在动工。
And he's powerful. He has infinite power.
他是大有能力，他的能力是无穷的。
So as the Holy Spirit appears to the disciples, we read later, he comes as a great wind, the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
所以我们后面会看到在五旬节的时候圣灵降在使徒身上就好像强风吹过来的那种响声一样。
It shows us the power of the Spirit that he comes. He's not weak. He's not timid, but he's a member of God. He's part of God. He's a member of the Trinity.
从这边我们可以看出来，圣灵是三位一体神的其中一位。他是大有能力的，他不是一个软弱的。
And throughout all of history, you can see the Spirit working.
我们从过去的历史一直都可以看到圣灵在动工。
Even in creation, the Spirit was at work.
连在创世的时候，圣灵就已经参与在当中。
And he led the Israelites in the wilderness.
圣灵带领以色列人在旷野中漂流。
The Spirit was the one who actually created Jesus, the incarnate Son of God.
圣灵甚至是是他让这个童女怀孕才生下耶稣的。
In the womb of the Virgin Mary.
是在童女玛利亚的腹中让她能够怀孕。
And the Spirit was the one who led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted.
那耶稣到旷野受试探也是圣灵的带领。
And the Bible tells us the Spirit was the one who raised Jesus from the dead.
圣经也告诉我们是圣灵让耶稣从死里复活。
And the Spirit, he's not just active in history, in the things we read in the Bible, but he's active in our lives.
圣灵不止在过去历史上，在圣经史上不断的动工，我们今天也可以看到他在我们相信的人身上动工。
In all of our lives, the Spirit has been busy at work, doing many things.
圣灵在我们身上一直忙碌在动工。
The Spirit is the one who allows us to give praise to God.Anyone who allows us to profess our faith in Christ.
因为圣灵的缘故，我们才有办法来赞美神，才有办法来信靠耶稣，来宣告我们的信仰。
Paul wrote that no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit.
保罗曾经说，若不是圣灵的话，没有人能够说出耶稣是主这样的话来。
And like the Israelites, the Spirit is the one who leads us and guides us in our pilgrimage.As we journey on towards heaven, towards the promised land.
所以当初圣灵怎么样带领以色列人，他今天也一样来带领我们走这条天路。
And the Spirit is the one who allows us to cry out to God, Abba, Father.
也是因为圣灵的缘故，我们才能够来呼喊我们的天父是阿巴父。
Instead of running from God in fear of judgment, we can run towards Him and cry out to Him a cry of delight.
所以我们不再需要害怕的逃离上帝，而是能够来到上帝的面前。
The Spirit's the one that reminds you that you're children of God.
圣灵会提醒我们你是上帝的儿女。
Even when you fail, even when you make mistakes.
即使你犯了错，他还是提醒你，你还是上帝的儿女。
So this morning I want to look at this section of scripture and I want to talk about two things.
所以今天早上我有两个重点。
The Holy Spirit promise.
第一个是圣灵的应许。
and the Holy Spirit power.
一个是圣灵的能力。
And that's what we have here in this section in Acts.
对，使徒行传一章一到八节这边讲的就是这个。
As the church is beginning to be formed in the early stages, we have this promise, and we have the coming of that promise.
在这段经文当中，我们可以看到教会这时候诞生了，然后他们得到什么样的应许，还有得到圣灵的能力。
Jesus, he orders the apostles, and he says to them, "Don't depart from Jerusalem." He says, "Wait for the promise of the Father."
耶稣他吩咐他的门徒说，你们不要离开耶路撒冷，你要在那边等候天父所应许给你们的。
You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
他说，再过几天你们就要受圣灵的洗。
But what is this baptism? What does it mean to be baptized by the Holy Spirit?
这边圣灵的洗到底是什么意思？
Well, even before Jesus was crucified, in the Gospel of John, he talked about this a little bit.
其实在耶稣被钉十字架之前呢，约翰福音就有稍微提到这个圣灵的洗。
So if you turn in John's Gospel, chapter 14,
你翻到约翰福音十四章。
Yeah, it's very close.
就在使徒行传前面往前翻。
So we're going to look at John 14 and John 16.
我们要来看一下约翰福音14章跟16章。
And just for the sake of time, need someone to read John 14, 16 through 18 in English.
请一位用英文念约翰福音14章16到18节。
And also 26 through 29.
26到29节。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. May peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you because
And John 16 in Chinese.
在约翰十六章，我们念中文。
Verse 5 through 16.
五到十六节。
John 16:5-16. Okay. So here we have a lot of promises.
这两段经文里面有很多的应许。
Jesus gave his disciples beforehand.
是耶稣事先给他门徒的应许。
And now as they're about to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, they were about to receive the things promised.
那现在五旬节之前几天呢，门徒已经快要受圣灵的洗了。
So can you summarize some of the things that were promised to them?
能不能从这两段经文归纳出啊几个应许？
You can just yell it out.
可以直接就讲，看到什么应许？
Yeah. Jesus says that Spirit would come as another helper.
耶稣说啊，上帝会差来一个另外一个帮助者。
What else?
还有呢？
Which verse? Okay, he will dwell within us.
第十七节说，这个圣灵也会住在我们里面。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Spirit would come as like a teacher.
圣灵来要像教师一样教导他们一切的事情。
The Spirit would guide them into all truth.
会引导他们进入一切的真理。
Anything else? Mm-hmm.
圣灵会提醒我们耶稣说过的话。
Yeah, he brings conviction.
圣灵会叫我们知罪。
So those are the three main things that I saw. The Spirit would come as a helper.
So, 第一个主要的就是圣灵来会成为我们的帮助者。
He would come as a teacher.
第二，他来是当我们的教师。
And he would come as one to bring conviction.
第三，他来是要叫我们能够知道自己的罪。
And the word, we're going to look at helper first, but the word helper here, it means more than just someone who helps you out a little bit.
那我们要先来看圣灵是我们的帮助者。这边的帮助者并不是只是一个助手而已啊。
It's more than just an assistant who runs some errands for you.
并不是一个帮我们啊跑腿做一点料理一点小事的这个助手而已。
But the same word is used about Jesus in one of John's epistles, one of his letters.
可是在约翰的一封书信当中也用同样这个帮助者这个字来形容。
When John says, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
约翰讲到说，如果我们有人犯了罪呢，在天父的面前，我们有一个为我们辩护的人，这个辩护的人就是那义者耶稣基督。
So that word advocate is the same word that is used here as helper.
所以帮助者跟这边讲的辩护者是同一个词。
And Jesus is saying that I will send you another advocate here on earth.
所以啊，斯宾讲的帮助者其实就是耶稣说我会再差来另外一个人为你们辩护。
Someone that will assure us of who we are in Christ.
这个人会来向我们肯定我们在基督里面的身份。
And someone that will make us able to know God as someone other than just a judge.
那他会来帮助我们认识神并不只是一个审判官而已他还有别的身份。
So part of the Holy Spirit promise was that we would have another advocate, another helper.
所以这圣灵的应许第一个就是我们会得到一个帮助者。
And that our hearts can be reconciled to God.
我们的心里在上帝面前就不再觉得有罪恶感。
Whenever we believe the gospel and we're baptized with the Holy Spirit.
只要我们相信福音只要我们领受圣灵的洗。
And for the disciples, it meant that when they faced accusations from anyone.
所以当门徒他们遇到别人的控告的时候。
Maybe from themselves, maybe they had a guilty conscience about something they did, a sin they committed.
也许是心里面自己在自我控告觉得自己犯了什么错有罪恶感。
Or from the devil who accused them maybe of something.
或者是魔鬼控告他。
The disciples had this promise that Christ would send another advocate to defend them and to plead their case.
但是门徒得到耶稣的应许应许他们必然会有一个辩护者被差来来为他们辩护。
And to speak the gospel into their hearts, even when they struggled and didn't know if it was true or not.
在他们对真理感到怀疑，不知道无所适从的时候，这个圣灵会来在他们心里面向他们说话。
So the Holy Spirit would defend them and give them power and strength.
圣灵会为他们辩护，会赐给他们力量。
And this is what they needed. What as they went out and as they had this calling from God, they needed that kind of advocate.
所以他们蒙召出去传道的时候，他们非常需要有这样的一位人来为他们辩护。
They knew that the Spirit could defend them and give them the strength they needed and the power they needed to go forth.
他们清楚知道圣灵会来为他们辩护，会赐给他们能力，让他们可以出去传道。
And the Spirit also would come as a guide, as a teacher.
第二个呢，这个圣灵他来也是要来引导我们。
It means even though Jesus would be leaving them soon, He would send the Spirit to teach them and to remind them about all truth.
虽然耶稣很快就要离开，可是他会差来圣灵来教导他们认识一切的真理。
So Jesus, he taught the disciples for 40 days after his resurrection.
耶稣复活之后，他还教导他的门徒40天之久。
But he wouldn't leave them without another teacher. He would send another teacher to teach them all truth.
可是耶稣不会就这样走了，撒手不管，他还会差来一个教师来教导他们。
So the Spirit would actively be working in their hearts to remind them of the things Jesus said.
所以圣灵会不断在我们心里面动工，来提醒我们耶稣说过的话。
And the Spirit would actually give to them the words of Christ so that they would know what to say.
那圣灵会把耶稣说过的话来告诉他们，让他们知道要说什么。
Whenever any opponent stood up against them, they would know the words of Christ and they would be able to speak them clearly.
如果有人起来抵挡他们，他们就知道要圣灵会提醒他们要讲什么话。
And this is the power they needed to do the work God assigned them to do.
所以他们要去做神交给他们的任务的时候，很需要这样的一个能力。
Finally, we have the Spirit would bring conviction.
最后我们看到圣灵他是来光照我们的罪。
Conviction to the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
他要在罪、在义、在审判的事上来叫我们认罪知罪。
So this promise of the Holy Spirit meant that Jesus would give them the tools they need to do the work they had to do.
所以从这个应许我们看到圣灵其实是给他们一个工具，让我们能够出去传道。
Remember what they're being called to do is to be witnesses to the ends of the earth.
他们的任务就是要去地极来传福音。
So they had to preach Christ and to establish the church all over the world.
所以他们要在世界各地来传讲福音，来建立教会。
And they couldn't do this alone.
那他们没有办法靠一己之力来完成。
How could they possibly bring conviction to anyone, to anyone's heart?
因为如果没有圣灵来光照人的罪，他们怎么能够叫人看见自己的罪呢？
They couldn't make anyone feel sorry for their sin or know that they had committed anything against God.
有的圣灵的光照，人就可以看见自己心里面是得罪神的。
Without the Holy Spirit, all of their preaching would fall on deaf ears.
如果没有圣灵的光照，人听了他们的传讲的真理，都是好像听了，但是听不明白。
But Jesus reminds them, I will send one who will bring conviction to the world.
可是耶稣告诉他们，我会差一位来光照世人的罪。
And notice what happens, what Joel talked about before. As soon as Peter preaches his sermon, many people are cut to the heart.
我们看到彼得在五旬节讲道的时候，很多人听了就觉得扎心。
So Peter, when he stands up, the Holy Spirit takes his words and he makes them able to convict people of their sin.
所以彼得站起来讲道的时候，圣灵就光照人的罪，让他们听了之后就扎心，知道自己犯了罪。
And we remember what happens.
我们也知道在五旬节那天发生什么事。
About 3,000 souls in one day.
在一天之内就有3000个人。
3,000 people repented of their sins, believed the gospel, and were baptized.
3,000个人认罪悔改，相信福音，然后受洗。
So this is the power and the promise fulfilled at Pentecost.
所以这就是在五旬节那一天所成就的那个应许，所得到赐下来的力量。
Even as the Spirit convicts people about their sin, He at the same time creates faith in their hearts.
圣灵虽然光照我们，让我们知罪，可是他另一方面，他也赐给我们信心。
I mean, this is the same Spirit who created the world out of nothing.
这个圣灵，他也是在起初创造世界的那一位。
And he's powerful enough to create faith in anyone's heart.
他有无穷的能力，他能够让我们心中生出信心来。
The Spirit's able to change people from the inside out.
圣灵有办法从里到外来改变一个人的生命。
To take a heart that is hard like a stone and make it into a heart which is soft, a heart of flesh.
圣灵有办法让一颗刚硬的像石头一样刚硬的心变成一颗柔软的肉心。
So we have this promise that, that no one is beyond the reach of the Holy Spirit and His power.
所以我们能够得到这样的应许，知道说没有人能够不被圣灵触摸到。
And it's easy to forget how powerful He really is.
可是我们很容易忘记圣灵的能力是多么的大。
But we have the scriptures and they remind us of the promise of Jesus that he will give us His Spirit.
可是圣经提醒我们耶稣要差来这位圣灵。
So, at looking back at Acts, what was it that Jesus promised that they would receive at their baptism?
那我们回到刚刚使徒行传一章那边，耶稣应许他们圣灵来的时候他们会得到什么呢？
What does he say they will receive when the Holy Spirit comes upon them?
他说当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候你们必得着什么呢？
Yeah, in verse 8.
第八节。
Power.
必得着能力。
You will receive power.
你们就必得着能力。
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
圣灵降在你们身上的时候你们就必得着能力。
And it's the power to be witnesses.
这个能力可以让你们去做见证。
Witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
你们可以在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚和直到地极去做见证。
So Jesus promises that he will baptize them, with the, he will send the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣他应许他的门徒他一定会差来圣灵。
And he reminds them that when you receive that Spirit, you will receive power.
并且提醒他们，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就会得着那个能力。
So, imagine you have the fanciest, most luxurious sailboat in the entire world.
想象一下，你拥有全世界最豪华的一艘游轮。
And you have the most advanced system of navigation that's available.
有最精密的一个那个导航器。
But without power, without a source of energy, you can't go anywhere. The boat will just sit there, lying, stagnant.
可是如果你的船没有任何的动力、电力的话，那那一艘船只能停留在原地不动。
For the sailboat to move, you need wind in the sails to move it forward.
那像帆船要往前走，一定要有风来吹这个帆。
And without power, without energy, nothing can move.
可是如果你完全没有任何的动力的话，你根本是动不了。
And Jesus promises that he will give to his disciples power.
耶稣应许说他必要赐给他的门徒能力。
So what is this power?
那这个能力是什么？
How does the Spirit give us power? What does he do in our lives?
圣灵他怎么样给我们能力？他会在我们身上做什么呢？
Well, it's the kind of power that allows really weak people to do amazing things.
这个能力可以让很软弱的人做出很奇妙的事情。
So think about what the disciples were given, their task that God gave them.
想想看像这个耶稣他给门徒什么样的一个使命呢？
They're to be witnesses for Christ in Jerusalem.
他说他们必须要在耶路撒冷为基督做见证。
Where Christ was just recently crucified only 40 days before.
可是当时耶稣才被钉死十字架上40天而已。
And then they were to bring the gospel to all nations.
然后呢，他们又必须把福音传到世界各地去。
You know, 12 ordinary men were supposed to do this.
这12个很平凡的人要做这样艰巨的工作。
Bring this message about a crucified Jewish rabbi to the ends of the earth.
要把这位犹太拉比被钉死十字架上的信息传到世界各地去。
But we know what happens. With God, all things are possible.
可是我们知道在上帝没有难成的事。
And as you read on in the book of Acts, you can hear stories about God doing amazing things through these disciples.
如果你读使徒行传就会看到上帝透过这些门徒做了很多奇妙的事。
And it's not through their eloquent speech. It's not through their arguments, their fancy arguments.
并不是因为他们口才多好多会辩论。
But God does it through them, by the power of the Spirit.
而是因为上帝透过圣灵的能力在他们身上动工。
And for you and for me, we have this same power if we believe the gospel.
如果我们相信这个福音的道理，我们也能够得到同样的能力。
And we might not be going out and establishing the church like they did.
我们不见得像他们那样出去建立教会。
The church has been established in many nations.
教会已经在许多国家都建立起来。
But we still have an assigned task from God.
可是我们还是有从神来的一个领受的一个任务。
To be witnesses.
就是要去做见证。
So for us, we need power to do that.
我们需要能力才有办法去做见证。
And it's the power that the Holy Spirit gives us to be able to love people.
那也是从圣灵来的能力才有我们才有办法去爱人。
Even to love our enemies.
甚至去爱我们的敌人。
And to pray for those who persecute you.
去爱那些逼迫我们的人。
The Holy Spirit gives us power to be humble.
圣灵也给我们能力让我们能够谦卑。
And to think about people as better than ourselves.
帮助我们能够看别人比自己强。
The Holy Spirit allows us to love those who are really different than us, or hard to love.
也是圣灵的能力帮助我们能够去爱跟我们不一样的人或者是很难去爱的人。
And the Holy Spirit gives us power to represent Christ, to be His ambassador.
那也是圣灵给我们能力能够去做基督的使者来代表基督。
To proclaim the gospel everywhere we go.
不管到哪里都传讲福音
and not to be ashamed of the gospel.
并且不以福音为耻
It's the power to be able to defend our faith and rely on God's strength.
圣灵的能力帮助我们可以来为我们的信心辩护
The power to walk by faith and not by sight.
可以帮助我们能够靠信心而行不是靠眼见而行
The power to do God's will and whatever He calls us to do.
给我们的能力去行上帝的旨意
So as it was with the disciples, so it is with us. God uses the weak things of the world to shame the wise.
所以啊，神怎么样使用这些门徒，他也怎么样来使用我们，他就是拣选那软弱的，叫那世界上强壮的羞愧。
And although we are weak, we are strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
虽然我们是软弱的，可是我们在主里面是刚强的。
And as you read in scripture, you see many examples of this.
在圣经上可以看到很多的例子。
But the one I can relate to the most is to the life of the Apostle Paul.
我觉得最让我能够感受深刻的就是保罗他自己的生命。
You know, Paul was very open about his weaknesses.
你知道保罗他对自己的软弱是很坦白的。
He went so far as to even boast in his weaknesses.
他甚至还夸耀他的软弱。
And yet, God used him in amazing ways to establish His kingdom.
可是神却大大使用他来建立神的国度。
So as Paul, he's thinking about his life and he's reflecting upon what's happened to him. He wrote a letter.
所以当保罗他回想到回顾他过去的一生，他在信上这样写。
To the Corinthian church.
在给哥林多教会的信上，他这样写。
And he talks about this thorn that was given to him in the flesh.
他讲到说他的有一根刺加在他的肉体上。
He says it's a messenger of Satan.
他说那根刺就像是撒旦的差役一样。
Which was sent to harass him, to bother him.
是要来骚扰他，是要来打击他。
And to keep him from becoming too prideful.
也是要来帮助他不要自高自大。
See, Paul says, I pleaded 3 times with the Lord to take away that thorn.
保罗说，我向主求3次来挪去这根刺。
But the Lord replied, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
可是主回答他说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
And something miraculous happens.
结果发生了很奇妙的事。
By the grace of God, Paul says, I rejoice in my suffering.
结果靠着主的恩典，保罗竟然可以说，我 Sorry, can you say that?
By the grace of God, Paul is able to say that he rejoices in his suffering.
靠着主的恩典，保罗竟然可以说我在苦难中啊，我更喜欢夸自己的苦难，更在喜难中可以感到喜乐。
Not because he likes suffering, because it means that he is united to Christ and he gets to share in Christ's sufferings.
这是因为他已经跟基督联合，他可以能够来跟基督一同来得胜。
This is truly a work of the Holy Spirit in Paul.
这确实是圣灵的能力在保罗的身上运行才有办法这样。
People don't rejoice in their sufferings.
一般人不会因为苦难而感到喜乐。
People don't boast in their weaknesses.
人一般不会夸耀自己的软弱。
Unless the Holy Spirit is at work in them.
除非是圣灵在他们的生命中动工。
Paul says, therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses.
所以保罗说我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
So that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
For the sake of Christ then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships and persecutions and calamities.
我为基督的缘故就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
You know, for many of us, this might sound like foolishness.
很多人可能会觉得这样讲真的是很傻，像傻话。
We live in a world where power is exalted.
今天这个世界高举的是能力。
Where being weak is looked down upon.
软弱的人是被看不起的。
Where people worship strength.
很多人是崇拜的是要很有能力的人。
But God's kingdom doesn't really work like that.
可是在神的国度并不是这样的原则。
His kingdom is a kingdom of power.
上帝的国度是充满能力的。
But it's not about political power or human power.
可是这个能力并不是政治上的能力或是人的能力。
It's the power of the Holy Spirit.
而是圣灵的能力。
So Paul wrote, For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord.
所以保罗他这样在信上写说，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主。
He says, well, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于上帝，不是出于我们。
See, God likes to use weak people.To do his work.
所以上帝喜欢用软弱的人来成就他的工作。
Because when he uses weak people, all the power and all the glory goes to him.
因为当他使用软弱的人的时候，一切的荣耀都是归回去给神自己。
And people won't say, "Oh, wow, it was you that did it."
很多人会说，哇，你太棒了，你做到了。
They'll say, "It must have been the Spirit of God."
他们会说，这一定是圣灵的能力在动工。
Because there's no other way that this could have happened.
因为靠我自己是不可能办到的。
There's no other way that the church could have been established by 12 ordinary men without the Spirit of God.
因为没有圣灵的能力，这十二个普通人是不可能建立在各地建立教会的。
That all over the earth, Christians are gathering today to worship Christ.
今天在世界各地都有基督徒聚集起来敬拜神。
And if you are in Christ this morning, you have that same Spirit living within your heart.
如果你是在基督里的人，你心里面也有同样这股圣灵的大能在运作。
You have an advocate.
你有一位为你辩护的人。
You have a teacher.
你有一位教导你的人。
You have someone who's creating faith in you and working in your heart.
这位圣灵他会在你里面动工，来赐给你信心。
And you have real power.
你会有真正的能力。
You have access to all the power you could possibly imagine.
你可以支取这无穷的能力。
Or ever need.
或者支取你想要甚至你需要的能力。
Because the Spirit takes what is Christ and He gives it to us. He applies it to our hearts and to our lives.
因为圣灵从基督那边所领受的，他通通都赐给我们了。
All we could ever want, every desire of our heart is made complete by the Spirit.
我们心中一切的渴望都靠着圣灵可以得以完全。
Our longing to know God as a Father, the Spirit makes that real.
我们渴望认识我们的天父上帝，是圣灵帮助我们来认识他。
Our desire to worship God in peace, the Spirit makes that possible.
我们渴望心里面可以很带着平安来敬拜神，也是圣灵的能力让我们可以做到。
And even our desire to be used by God, to serve Him.
我们渴望来侍奉神。
Spirit makes that possible.
也是圣灵的能力让我们可以来侍奉神。
So what does that mean for you and I here today? What does it mean for our church, for New Hope Christian Fellowship?
所以这表示我们今天我们希望教会的这些弟兄姐妹可以怎么做呢？
It means that God's power will shine out from us.
这表示上帝的能力可以透过我们彰显出来。
Because we can be sure that He is at work in us.
因为我们可以很肯定地说他在我们心里面动工。
And it doesn't matter how small or how weak you might feel.
不管你觉得自己有多渺小或多软弱。
God is at work in you and He's using you right now.
神都在你心里面动工，他现在就在使用你。
To bring about His kingdom.
要来将让他的国度可以降临到这个地上。
And you don't have to wait for the Holy Spirit.
你不用再等候圣灵了。
Like the disciples did, they had to wait 10 days.
不用像当初门徒那样还要等十天圣灵才会降临。
For the Spirit to be poured out upon them.
他们等了十天圣灵才浇灌在他们身上。
But if you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit right now.
可是如果你已经信靠耶稣基督，圣灵的能力现在就在你里面了。
And you can be sure that he is at work in you right now.
你可以很肯定的知道他就在你心里面动工。
And if you're not a believer, if you're not a Christian, if you're not a believer here today,
今天如果你还不是还没有信靠耶稣基督，
maybe the Holy Spirit is at work in you even now.
可是圣灵现在能可能在你心里面动工。
To make you think about God and about his word.
让你去思想神的话，思想神自己。
That's what the Holy Spirit does. He brings conviction.
这就是圣灵的工作，他会光照人心里面的罪。
And he's able to speak to your hearts also.
他也能够向你的心说话。
So this morning, I want us to praise God that He did not leave us as orphans. Christ did not leave us as orphans.
所以今天早上我们真的是要来。敬拜感谢我们的神因为基督并没有撇下我们为孤儿。
But he made his real presence known to us.
而是他的同在是他真真实实的跟我们同在。
And even as we worship him this Lord's day, he is with us.
我们在这个主日敬拜他的时候他就与我们同在。
So we should be confident in the Lord.
所以我们在主里面应该要大有信心。
Because his spirit even enables us to do God's will.
因为他的圣灵帮助我们能够照神的旨意来行
To proclaim Christ
能够来传扬基督
To believe the promises of God
能够相信上帝所给的应许
To walk by faith all of our days
是一生的年岁都是凭信心而行
Until the one glorious day which awaits us we will see him face to face
直到那荣耀的日子来临我们到时候将面对面的看见他
So I want to encourage you brothers and sisters
So, 最后我想要鼓励各位弟兄姐妹。
As Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, he said,
保罗写信给哥林多教会说,
Therefore, my beloved brothers,
所以我亲爱的弟兄们,
be steadfast,
你们务要坚固,
be immovable,
不可动摇,
always abounding in the work of the Lord,
常常竭力多做主工。
Knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, I thank you that you have given us the promise and the fulfillment of that promise. You have given us the Holy Spirit.
主啊，谢谢你赐给我们的应许，你也啊来成全这个应许，就是赐给我们圣灵。
Without the Holy Spirit, we couldn't do anything.
没有圣灵，我们什么都不能做。
We couldn't even pray to you now.
甚至没有办法向你祷告。
But now we have confidence before you that you are a God and you are our Father.
可是现在我们在你面前可以坦然无惧地说，你是我们的神，你是我们的父。
We praise you and thank you for the goodness of your word.
我们要感谢你啊，你所成就的一切的工作。
Pray that the Spirit would continue to.Create faith in our hearts this morning.
求圣灵继续在我们里面加添我们的信心。
In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
奉耶稣名祷告。Amen.